Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. We'll start today with the Massachusetts Senate race.
Which means we'll start with money and how the candidates are reporting and spending it. At last count, Senator Scott Brown had $15.5 million in his campaign chest. His challenger, Elizabeth Warren, $13.5 million.
And they're wasting no time putting the money to use. Both campaigns unleashed a round of fresh TV ads today. Scott Brown with a third in a series of testimonials from Democrats.
I'm Paul Walsh, former district attorney for Bristol County, and I'm a Democrat. We've got too much of this gridlock down in Washington. We need a person like Scott Brown that's going to say, I don't care whose idea it is. I don't care if it's...
While Elizabeth Warren's ad underscored her core message.
Washington's giving billions to big oil and tax breaks to millionaires. I'm Elizabeth Warren. I approve this message because Washington needs to get its priorities straight.
Get priorities straight? Well, that is exactly what Warren's critics are saying the Democratic challenger should do, after she abruptly backed away yesterday from her demand that Scott Brown release more of his tax returns. Noah Bierman reported this story for the Boston Globe, and he joins us. So, Noah, why the sudden about-face from Elizabeth Warren?
Well, I think she actually had demanded more of her opponent than she herself had disclosed, which was a problem for her.
Meaning what?
Well, the Globe actually requested back in April the tax returns from both candidates, and we requested 6 years. And Brown agreed that we could inspect all 6 years along with the other media. And Warren said only 4 years, and she said as the justification that that was her time in public life. And in her recent comments, she said, you know, Brown has been in public life for 20 years. He should do that many years of tax returns. And it came up in part in the context of talking about Mitt Romney, which, is, as you know, has been a big issue nationally in the campaign, something that the Democrats and the Obama team have really been pushing. But she probably pushed a little farther than her advisors wanted her to push, because she may or may not have remembered that she had fallen short of basically the standard that she was setting for her opponent.
So, Noah, I mean, is that why Elizabeth Warren is saying that she got it wrong, that there was some confusion between Scott Brown and Mitt Romney, or what exactly is she saying?
I'm not sure that she's saying that. If she's saying that, it's incorrect, because, you know, if you see the quote that she made, and I wasn't at the event, but it was reported by the Go Local Worcester. It was a Worcester event. She says the name Scott Brown, and she talks about facts that would only apply to Scott Brown about how long he had served in the state legislature. So there's no way that she could have meant Mitt Romney. But her statement backtracking did sort of try to reiterate Mitt Romney and say, okay, you know, Scott Brown has disclosed enough, and so have I, and I'm satisfied with that.
So as you reported in the Globe today, Noah, this isn't the first time that Elizabeth Warren has had to back off a public comment this month. I mean, last week she said she regretted boasting that some Wall Street workers support her because, quote, she'll save capitalism. So from this latest gaffe, how is Senator Brown's campaign spinning it?
I think there's, you know, been an effort on both sides every time they say something, obviously, to make sure as many people as possible are aware of it if they say something that doesn't look good for them. But I think the idea that they've been trying to paint a broader caricature or picture of her as somebody who is a do-as-I-say, not-as-I-do, somebody who is overly self-confident, arrogant in her ideas and wanting to impose her ideas on others. And that's sort of the picture they're trying to paint of her.
Mm. So, Noah, there's basically the biggest question in my mind, which is actual voters. I mean, they're the ones who have to make the serious choice between Scott Brown and Elizabeth Warren about who they want to represent Massachusetts in the United States Senate. So do you have a sense from being out there on the campaign trail how much these tax return wars, if I can call them that, between the candidates actually matter to voters?
Oh, that's an interesting question. I mean, I certainly, when I talk to people, they don't, that's not the first thing out of their mouth. I'd like to see more tax returns of the candidates. Both have, you know, given a certain number of years, although it is unusual that Warren sort of carved out, I'm only going to do 4 years, whereas he did the full six. And I think there can be lingering questions about that for a while. But I think the bigger picture is, you know, how much do each candidate's portrayal of each other, sort of the more caricature type of portrayal, how much do those sink in with people, and how much do people believe that there's something to that? And the more of these things that accumulate, that's what each side is hoping, that it helps paint a broader picture of them and of her, you know, the broader picture of somebody with something to hide or somebody who is demanding of others what she won't do for herself. That's the kind of thing they're trying to paint of her, just as she, by the way, is, and her people are trying to paint Scott Brown for some of the you know, statements that he probably would like to take back, saying that he meets regularly with kings and queens and some of those things.
Noah Bierman is a reporter for the Boston Globe, speaking with us today from the State House. Noah, thanks so much as always.
Thanks for having me.